So what do I do up at Cape Trib? I look at fluxes of gases. So this is the gear that we use for measuring trace gas fluxes. The photo from a few years back. Orientation of the gears changed a wee bit since then. This little thing with the spidery arms here is a three-dimensional sonic anemometer and measures the velocity of air in three dimensions. If you know the velocity of the air that's in the Z dimension going up in this direction here, and if you know the concentration of the gas that you're interested in, so in the background here, you can see a sonic anemometer. Behind it, you can see a infrared gas analyzer. So in the analytical section, we'll be looking at infrared gas analyzers. So this guy then measures the concentration of carbon dioxide in water. If you can make a mathematical correlation between the movement of the vertical wind and the change in the concentration here, you can figure out your flux. So in this case then, the carbon dioxide flux of the forest will be downwards when the forest is doing photosynthesis dominantly, and it'll be upwards when the forest is doing respiration dominantly. So that's typically how people measure trace gases fluxes. The key is you've got to have a very quick analyzer so that you can carry out those measurements at 10 hertz, so that's 10 measurements per second. And this is the results where you see that this is our flux here. The typical units that plant physiologists and these sort of flux people work with is micromoles per meter cubed per second. Okay, micromoles per meter squared per second. And so moles are used by people other than chemists. Okay, this is actually the realm normally of physicists, micrometeorologists, and plant physiologists, they also use moles as well then. And so the forest then during the evening hours then has got a positive value for the flux, indicating that the carbon dioxide is moving away from the forest. In the middle of the day, we get a very negative flux, indicating that the forest is pulling a lot of carbon dioxide down, and then it goes back to respiration again. There are other ways for measuring fluxes. Closed chambers is another way of doing it. So Carlu is a student that's working with Michael Bird and a little bit with Paul Nelson and myself. So Carlu is going up to the Crane site as well, and she's measuring using something similar to this, but a little bit more sophisticated, but not automatic. This is an automatic chamber where the lid changes once a day and closes. Inside this chamber here, we've got an infrared gas analyzer back in the box here, analyzing the carbon dioxide concentration in the chamber. We know the square area at the bottom of the chamber, so you're able to measure the time increase of the carbon dioxide, and from that calculate the micromoles per meter squared per second change in the flux. Now, what we're looking for then is changes in the flux versus the amount of water that's floating around in the environment. So that's pretty standard methodology used for measuring fluxes. I was in Darwin a month ago. The guys there are measuring the fluxes of trace gases from termite mounds. They simply then put a big closed chamber around the termite mound to try and figure out the fluxes of greenhouse gases. They're looking at NOx gases, nitrous oxide out of the termite mound. It's quite a lot.